The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The trouble with science is that sometimes it's good at figuring out what and when, but not always why something happens in nature. For example, everybody has heard the old expression crocodile tears, used to describe someone who's pretending to be sad. But crocodiles and alligators actually do shed water from their eyes, though surely not in grief since they are incredibly formidable predators. The tears might instead function similar to saliva in humans, helping the animals digest their food. The lacrimal or tear glands of crocodilians are connected to their sinuses. And one idea is that tears produced in the eye empty into the sinuses and drain down the throat. So the old idea is that the tears may provide lubrication of the food as it's being swallowed, and the tearing that we see is due to an overproduction of the tears. But nobody is certain. Another possibility is that the tears might be a result of the animals hissing and huffing as they eat. Air forced through the sinuses might be forcing the tears out of the animal's eyes.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.